Morton and Fletch are chosen. Dusk. The soft warm air with many scents of hay and flowers, trees and rich black earth. Along the path comes Morton, leading Bella the ox. Morton, not tall, not short, slight, an ordinary man just past his youth. At his side is Fletch, the faithful one, alert, sniffing the air, running ahead and returning, always alert, as was Farrell, the great disciple of Nav, who long ago roamed here, always alert for the scent of cat. Bark first, ask questions later, thinks Fletch, ready always. Fletch, his head too big, his paws too small, some say the very image of Farrell so long ago. They put Bella in the pasture near the gathering place. Tired, a hard day of plowing the rich earth, Morton and Fletch turn to the cleared area under the Bodhi tree. Others have come first, some men making the fire, children gathering wood, women and men cooking the broth, all tired, all content to be with the others, women and men and dogs, children and puppies, to share. Maybe tonight, thinks Morton, there will be meat, a rabbit. Or perhaps the young woman Zelda and the young dog really have caught a fox. They are learning quickly. A little to eat and better a chance to talk, to sit together, all telling of the day, remembering the days before. Morton and Fletch, walking to the gathering place, meet Zelda and Rilly. Beautiful, thinks Morton. She is beautiful and kind. And Fletch loves the scent of Rilly. But though Fletch nuzzles Rilly, Morton says nothing. Shy, saying little, that is his way. No longer young, but not old. Strong enough, but no hero, no great work. He does what he can. He walks next to Zelda, silent, admiring. And she, shy, but talking much, she is glad. They walk together with Fletch and Rilly trotting side by side. They come with their bowls to the great bronze kettle. They take the broth of grains and greens. No meat tonight, but they are content. All are content to talk, humming and murmuring, sharing, telling of the long day and the sweet, moist, warm air. Morton silent, listening, intent to listen when the stories are told of the disciples of Nav, dog's only puppy, whom dog sent to teach of love. These he loves, the disciples and the stories, the great ones. He glances shyly at Zelda and she smiles a great smile for him. She knows that Morton is for her, Morton. So shy, not strong, not a hero, but strong in the way of love, strong in his heart for the good way of peace. She knows she is for him and she is glad. Darkness. The flickering light of the fire, all tired. Morton gets up, Fletch quickly at his side. He nods at Zelda. Fletch nuzzles at Rilly. Zelda smiles a great smile. Then Morton and Fletch go to their hut. Morton washes his hands, washes his face with the water in the bowl. Fletch laps a little, Morton stroking him. Then Morton kneels before his pallet, saying as he says each night before sleep, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, with earth as it is in heaven. He says this for comfort, an old prayer. Though he knows there is no heaven, even he, so simple, knows that heaven is here, giving with a loving heart. There is no hell, he knows. They all know. Only the hell of knowing you could have helped, but didn't. Heaven he would live each day, hell he would try to avoid each day. He prays only because the words sound good, a sound remind him of the great flow of all, no kingdom but the flow of love. Then he says the prayer that is no prayer but a reminder for all. Guide me to have a loving heart. He thinks of Zelda and he curls up on his pallet. He reaches out to Fletch, curled up against his back. He sleeps. And in the night, he feels a breath in his ear, a lick at his ear. He touches his ear. He feels for Fletch touching him, still curled at his back, lying quietly. Odd. Then the breath again, the little lick. He turns. He sits up. Fletch whines and wags his tail. There is a presence, a sweet smell. And Morton hears, though there is no sound, the bark of dog. Among the many, you are chosen. And Fletch, lying with his paws in front, gazing up, not at Morton, twitches his nose at the sweet smell, a smell he knows is stronger than the smell of death. And Fletch hears, too, the bark of dog. They are chosen. They know then they have a mission, to spread the bark of dog, this they know. There on his arm in the nearly light of day, Morton sees the mark of dog, the place where dog has touched him, a paw print black on his arm. He and Fletcher chosen to teach, to give the bark of dog to those who know not the way of love and peace, to carry the wisdom of love that he has been learning at the fire each night, to carry the wisdom of love to those who know not yet how to love. Then Fletch licks Morton's face near his mouth, licking again. For Fletch knows they are chosen. They are only ordinary. And Morton so shy, so hard for him to talk. Morton and Fletch must go forth to teach the way of dog, the way of love and peace. Morton holds Fletch's head in his hands. They look deeply into each other's eyes, and Morton says, "In the middle of the path of our life, we have found a new road, a new way we must go. We were not lost, but now we are found. Together they will go forth to show love in their bearing. They will give love in their actions, and they will teach the few words that Morton has. Morton will learn to talk and to sing of the love of dog and Fletch. Alert. Will learn to make small barks to the dogs he will meet. Together, always, they will go." That day, Morton goes to the fields with Fletch, the fields he has plowed with Bella the ox, the fields he will not now sow nor reap. Bella in the next field, an old man helped by others to guide the plow she pulls. Fletch is alert, quiet, ready, sniffing the air for their mission. Morton thinks, and he knows that he must leave the village of Sadu Shwa, to leave all they have known, the great love of all, the giving and taking, the sharing, the place where his mother and father are buried, where Maya and Moya are buried, though they are always with him in the great flow of love that surrounds us and all. They will leave all they have known, all except the words and barks of the stories and wisdom of Dog and of Nav, Dog's only puppy, and the 12 disciples of Dog and the stories of warning of Cat, who would lead through Ferazzi, her great mountain lion, to the ways of her 12 cats, hate, greed, vengeance, lust, fear, gluttony, pride, impatience, indifference, sloth, schadenfreude, guilt, and allergy. Only the wisdom and stories will they carry. They will go out with nothing, only a begging bowl will Morton carry. He will leave Zelda, Fletch will leave Rilly, though their hearts are full for them. This is the sacrifice, he knows, the suffering through which we learn to love, for without suffering there is no real knowledge of love, no love so deep it can be trusted. They will leave, they will teach, and dog willing, they will return to add to the stories at the fire in the clearing under the great Bodhi tree. That night at the gathering, Morton holds back. He is the last to take a bowl of broth, more shy than ever, almost ashamed that he, so weak and shy, has been chosen. Chosen, Dog said, because of his loving heart. Then as he takes his bowl of broth, as Fletch is given a small bone, the cripple, the one who serves all with great joy, exclaims, "There on Morton's arm, the mark of dog, the paw print." The humans look, they come up and touch his arm. The paw print was not there yesterday. The dogs come to him and smell, then make happy barks. They go to his fletch and sniff him all over and find a lingering sweet smell. The humans and the dogs exclaim, clapping and yipping, that Morton has the mark of dog upon him. Morton, no one would have thought. Shy, quiet, with Fletch now given the sign of dog's special choice. Then Morton tells them haltingly in a very small voice, so shy, looking down, that dog spoke to him in small barks that he has chosen to teach, to give the bark of dog to those who know not the way of love and peace, to carry the wisdom of love he has been learning at the fire each night to those who know not yet how to love. Looking down, so shy, so unsure, with such a great mission for such a man as he. Why? He knows not. He has not done anything, but dog has chosen him. He will leave, journey far from here to teach those who do not know how to love. Not to the next village, the village of cat, for that is close, and all here can help teach those who are lost there in the quest for power. He must travel, and he knows it will be far. He will learn to talk, he will learn to be more than he has been, for love is not love that knows no sacrifice. They all come to Morton, they kiss his hands, the dogs lick Fletch. Morton is so shy, he looks down, he is nothing special, he thinks he will do all he can, but he deserves no special kindness nor touch. The last to come to him, to come to Fletch, are Zelda and Rilly. She takes his hand, she kisses it, and Rilly licks Fletch again and again on his mouth. Return, Zelda says, with new wisdom to share with us. I shall wait. And Rilly nuzzles up to Fletch before going to the side of Zelda. She, tears flowing hard but with a great smile, walks away. And Morton feels his face burn. He knows that he must carry this love in him to all. And then, not even waiting for the new dawn, in the dusk and the twilight, Morton walks down the path, the new path of his life, Fletch at his side, not waiting for the dawn, not looking back, strong yet sad, feeling he must learn to give the power of love to all.